This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste.
It's there. Web Radio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com.
Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Advice Girl here on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. Thanks so much for tuning in, for downloading, for listening live, etc., etc., etc. Yay. I have a ton of stuff happening at the moment. One of the things that I think some of you are probably aware of, but maybe not all of you, I do a show now on a network called Parachute TV on Periscope. So for those of you who are on Periscope, for those of you who don't know what Periscope is, it's basically like the live version of YouTube. So you basically can go on, it's linked through your Twitter account, it's free, you download the app, and basically at any point in time, you can start a video chat essentially with people on your channel, which is your Parachute channel or your Periscope channel. And so I do a show, I have my own Dating Advice Girl Periscope channel, but then there's this network called Parachute who basically asked me to be a host on their network on Periscope. Oh my gosh, so many P's. So I have a show, I currently have a show on their Periscope channel at Sunday at noon. I had another time slot, but basically now shifted to Saturday. I don't know if I said this before either. Wow, it's been a long weekend. Saturdays at noon, Pacific time, so 3 p.m. Eastern time on Parachute TV on Periscope. Find me and just find me on my Periscope channel, which is at Dating Advice GRL. Just search the Dating Advice Girl on Periscope and you will find me there. And I will tell you when I'll be on other channels on Periscope. Whew, that was a lot of P's and a lot of details. Anyway, listen, I hope everyone's having an amazing, amazing, amazing day, weekend, morning, afternoon, whenever you're listening to the show. I'm going to play an amazing interview I just did with non-monogamy expert Rye. W-R-Y is his name, Rye. He's really great, super knowledgeable about things in the non-monogamy space. Now, I am more of a mainstream dating expert, and I actually explain this in the interview. But the thing is, I think it's important as a dating expert to not just assume that everyone's into something that's monogamous or exclusive or permanent or marriage related. You know, I think everyone's looking for certain different things at different points in their dating lives, depending on age, depending on all these different factors. And so based on that, I just feel like it's my job for you to bring you all different options in the dating and relationship realm. So Rye focuses on the non-monogamous part of dating and relationships and helps people navigate all of that. He's super knowledgeable, and anyone who ever was curious about non-monogamy, polyamory, open relationships, all of those things, this is going to be a really great interview to listen to. So without further ado, I'm going to start the interview here with my colleague and friend Rye, again, a non-monogamy expert, and his website is non-monogamyconsultant.com. So non-monogamyconsultant.com. But if you Google search Rye, W-R-Y, you'll probably find some of his stuff anyway, because he's pretty well known. But again, oh, and just for, I should tell you where to find me, find out more about my stuff. I am the dating advice girl, Erin Tillman. You can find me on my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. And I'm on a million different social media platforms. All the links are on my website, so you can click on those and it'll take you straight to my Twitter account, but that's at Dating Advice GRL. So no the and no I in the word girl, so at Dating Advice GRL. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/thedatingadvicegirl, Instagram at Dating Advice GRL, and youtube.com/thedatingadvicegirl. I'm on everything, but there's many others, but just feel free to go to my website and you'll see links to all my other social media accounts. Without further ado, talking about non-monogamy and dating and relationships, here is my interview with non-monogamy consultant Rye. Okay, so hey everybody, Erin Tillman, dating advice girl. Hi, back again. That's right, you couldn't get rid of me, see? I'm with fabulous friend and colleague here, Rye. Oh, and I just wanted to mention real quick, we did this on Periscope, and so if I'm talking to people, or if you're like, who's she talking to, or is she reading something, it's because we were on Periscope, and I was reading people's comments about things they were writing into. We actually answered some questions from people on Periscope as well, who had some questions about non-monogamy and that kind of thing.
Hello.
Manto.
Yeah.
Mantione.
I go by Rye, primarily. Ryan Mantione's the legal name, but nobody ever calls me that.
Oh, right, it's true. I love you, too. So here is the deal. Rye is an amazing non-monogamy consultant. What does that mean? He'll explain it better, but basically the deal is, hi, Resha, yay. Basically, he is really knowledgeable about things that aren't specifically traditional in the realm of dating and relationships. As you know, I focus on more mainstream dating things, you know, the first 6 months, how do you meet somebody, communication, pickup stuff, you know, all that, social skills, all that kind of stuff. I knew it. I told you, right? Cheating is fun, somebody says. It's not cheating. And Rye's going to tell us more about what non-monogamy, polyamory, and all these things are. It's really not cheating. It's actually the very opposite of cheating in a lot of ways.
What is the definition of cheating?
That's a good question. Do you guys know? What is the definition of cheating? What does cheating mean to you out there? I'll give you my answer.
Go ahead.
So my answer is, cheating is doing something outside of the parameters of your relationship with people, whatever the relationship is between two people, let's say, doing something that the other person would get upset about, that's considered a violation of trust and your relationship.
The beauty of that is that it's so vague.
Yes.
That almost anything that somebody's upset about could be labeled as cheating at that point.
True.
I mean, when you think about cheating at a game of poker, it's because you've got cards hidden away, or you're counting the cards, or you're manipulating the odds in your favor and against someone else.
Right.
So my basic definition of cheating is that you go into a relationship and you make certain agreements with each other.
Right.
And if you violate those agreements, it doesn't matter what it is, it's cheating. It could be, for example, if my partner said, don't do this show with Erin.
Yes.
And we agree to that.
Right.
Then it would be cheating.
Agreed. Yeah, so whatever you've agreed upon.
Yeah, breaking your agreements.
Right. With the partner or partners that you're choosing to date. I always want to, before we go on, this is my fancy water glass that I provided me with. Fancy! Why don't we drink water in glasses like this?
Cheers,
right?
Madeira.
Cheers.
Water.
Yay, water, cheers.
That's actually pure vodka.
Woo, smooth. It is actually really hot in LA, and I'm very happy to have this drink here.
One of the complexities of agreements and cheating is that there's basically two types. One is extremely clear and defined rules. approach.
Yes.
The other one is way trickier, and that's expectations.
Okay.
Which people have all kinds of assumptions and expectations.
Assumptions and expectations. Oh, my God.
Like, for example, is flirting cheating?
For some people, maybe, right?
For some, it is.
Right.
But what's flirting? How do you define that?
So true.
I'm a relentless flirt. I'm flirting with you right now.
Yeah.
I'm flirting with all of you, Periscope.
Flirting with Periscope.
Is watching pornography cheating?
For some couples, maybe.
Is going to a strip club cheating? Now, if you go,
some people, maybe.
If you go to the club and you actually get a lap dance, is that cheating?
Well, how about this, right? Is there any one thing that's always considered cheating? Like, I can't think of one thing that's always cheating across the board for everybody, this one thing. I can't think of anything. Can you? Is not? I don't know. You know? That's hard, isn't it? I've stumped him. Yes. So go ahead.
Well, simple answer is no. I don't think there's any one thing.
Yeah.
Because I've run across so many different types of relationships, and I've experimented with a lot of types of relationships.
Yes.
And I don't... It's something you got to talk about, especially if you rely on...
It's true, everyone does flirt in some way. Because what is flirting, like you said?
You have to kind of be dead inside to not flirt. It's like,
or deathly afraid of something, so you'll avoid at all costs.
Especially if they flirt with you first.
Exactly.
There can be times where you're completely innocent, where somebody else started it. And, you know, let's say you get a text message at 3 a.m. from an old friend of yours that says, hey, want to fuck? You didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You didn't do anything. You have a phone. That's what you did.
Yes. Yes.
But some people would be very upset by that.
Somebody said polyamory is not for everyone, and I would agree.
It's not.
So, right, that's really, please go ahead.
I really support all relationship styles that people consent to. I consider myself relationship positive. Like, sex positive is a very...
What does that mean? Tell us.
Well, sex positive is more about, like, avoiding shame in your sexual behavior.
Yes.
And I believe in supporting whatever kind of relationship dynamic you think works for you.
Agreed.
For example, if you're monogamous,
mm-hmm.
that's fantastic.
Right.
You should be telling people clearly that that's what you're going to do. But if you're something slightly else, like monogamish,
yes.
that could work.
Right.
That's catching on. Dan Savage coined that term, I think.
Oh, Dan Savage.
I think in 2002. And that's what he practices. A lot of people do. It's really popular.
Yes.
It's basically you're a normal monogamous couple,
mm-hmm.
and then occasionally a threesome, or occasionally a one-night stand, or some slight bending of the traditional rules.
Right. So that's monogamish. There
yes.
you go. We're testing your definitional knowledge now. Somebody actually asked a really good question. They asked, how do I find poly groups in LA?
Oh, there's a bunch of them. The two biggest conclaves of it all are in the fetish scene
mm-hmm.
and the burner scene. But really, any kind of alternative
burner
culture.
Means Burning Man, by
right,
the way.
Right, not necessarily
yes.
weed, which that's not what that means. but yeah, there's about 35,000 Burning Man culture people in LA. And
which is a festival here in California, for those of you who don't know.
In Nevada,
actually, good call, my mistake. I just lump it all together, it's bad. But yeah, so it's an amazing festival. I've never been, Ryan's been several times.
Yeah, I went in 2011 and 2012, and I'm really involved locally in both of those scenes. But, you know, I wouldn't suggest that if you're seeking an alternative relationship to go to your church youth group. The more mainstream you get,
yes,
it's there,
yeah.
but they're in the closet about it.
Right, and there's some shame attached to it. And there's, I feel like there's just not a lot of information around it. So if you were to go to, say, and we're not blasting church groups or anything.
No,
we're just
not.
Saying, if you were to go to a mainstream group and introduce the idea or talk to someone there about, oh my gosh, tell me, I want to know more about polyamory, there might be some negative feelings thrown at you because those realms might not be as knowledgeable about what it actually is. And we will get to what it is.
My advice for finding like-minded people
yes.
is to look at other minority groups because that's what it is. The majority of Americans are not practicing polyamory.
True,
not.
True.
And I did research on this intently recently. One was, how many many people do you think describe themselves as LGBTQ in America right now?
Oh my God.
Describe
like
themselves.
A percentage?
A percentage of Americans.
30%.
You're so high. It's
really?
It's incredibly lower than you think. We live in LA, so we're a little more exposed.
That's true.
A little more open-minded, more out of the closet about it. People move here to escape people's bad impressions.
Absolutely true. Yes.
The current statistic is 3.8% of Americans
are LGBTQ.
Describe themselves as LGBTQ.
Wow, that's way lower than I expected.
In contrast, the number of people currently in a non-monogamous consensual relationship is about 5%.
Really? In America?
In America.
Interesting, very interesting. What about San Francisco?
I don't know the stats specifically for
probably a little higher.
Yeah, because it's known as an alternative liberal city, so they draw that kind of crowd. Same with LA, same with New York, same with Miami, same with Key West. You know, there's areas of the country that are known for their liberalness. But remember, this is about self-describing. It doesn't mean people aren't doing it.
Right.
It's just they're not maybe using these words.
And claiming it and out,
or
so
comfortable
to speak.
Admitting it.
Right.
Like there may be, let's say, an extremely mainstream closeted man who's married and everything about him seems straight, but he watches gay porn on a regular basis.
Right.
He might not self-define.
Moving to San Francisco. it's an amazing place, you know?
I was just in San Francisco about 2 weeks ago for the Folsom Street Fair.
Oh, yes.
I've been hearing about it for about 5 years. It was founded by the Leathermen, which is the fetish side of gay culture in San Francisco.
Yes.
But now, it's just a big celebration of naked men. Like, it really is. Like, when I got there at noon, there was about 100,000 people, and by 2:30 p.m., there were 300,000 naked men in the streets.
And see, this is what I love about Rye. Like, Rye, you don't identify as gay or in that realm.
No.
But he can hang around it. That's what I love.
Why not?
I know. Why not?
Spectacle.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? He's got respect for a lot of different communities, so why would he be fearful or afraid? It's, yeah, like, he's accepted in communities because he accepts and respects what's happening.
Well, and
I want to go back to what polyamory is in a second here.
Sure. Let's contrast it with monoamory for a minute.
Okay, what the heck is that? I've never heard that term before.
We're masters of coining new words. monoamory, let's break it down. Mono, one, amory, love.
Okay.
One love.
Yes. Right? Is that like monogamy?
It includes monogamy.
Okay.
Monogamous people.
Yes.
Monogamish.
Yes.
Swingers, typically.
Mm-hmm.
They typically have one partner that they're very in love with and then have sport fucking with other people.
Okay.
Typically.
Okay.
There's a little crossover.
By the way, Ryan's mouth is not PG. I forgot to say that.
It's totally fine.
It is the internet. It's okay. Go ahead. Continue.
You can bleep me later.
No. Don't censor yourself. This is good.
I rarely do. So, monoamory, one love, right? And this often gets confused with polyamory.
I understand. I didn't know either. They only understood 5 words.
Yeah, you're gonna have to Google a lot of stuff.
No, but again, we don't talk about these things.
Well, you know, if it was any other minority group, it'd be the same thing. Like, for example, if we're talking about gay culture, you might be talking about a top and a bottom. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
You'd have to Google it.
Right.
Because anytime you break from tradition, you've got to redefine everything.
Yes.
It doesn't make sense anymore in the original terms.
True. Real quick, before we move further along, Rye, tell people where they can find you and find out more about what you're doing and all this amazingness.
Sure. You can find almost everything about me under the phrase A Rye Perspective. So that's YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, FetLife. If you're kinky, it's FetLife, that's for sure. On YouTube, I post videos of my workshops, which I mostly host in LA, but I'm branching out. I've been doing appearances in San Francisco, starting in San Diego.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I spoke at Berklee College in February. Berklee University, my apologies. I spoke at UCLA this summer, and I'm speaking at Harvey Mudd at the end of the month.
Awesome, yes, find him on Twitter. It's A Rye Perspective.
A Rye Perspective, I'll show it again.
Bam! And are you on Periscope or no?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. This is my first appearance on Periscope.
It's true. Yay, first appearance! Woo woo! I get it. I get the first.
Periscope.
Yay! Okay, and then those of you who do know my show, here's my website. website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. Go there. You'll find me there. I am on Periscope at Dating Advice, GRL, which I totally did not put that on. This is an old business card, but...
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the interview with non-monogamy consultant Rye right after this. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious... You'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. Two for the price of one. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
All right, so we're back. We are back. As the voiceover said, you're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. All right, so we are listening to an interview I just did with non-monogamy consultant Rye. He's amazing, super knowledgeable about anything in the non-monogamy space, which is basically everything except monogamy, exclusivity, all of that kind of stuff. And so he actually, on this part of the interview, he's going to jump in and describe what polyamory is and what is in that category. So let's jump right into it.
Alright, you'll stack. So, polyamory, we broke down what monoamory is.
One love.
So what the heck is polyamory then?
Having love for more than one person.
Now, go on, please. Yes, okay. I have lots of thoughts and feelings.
So, one of the confusions about this is what's the difference between being single,
yes,
and being polyamorous?
Yes, what is the difference? And is it cheating, right? Don't you guys want to know? I feel like that's the question as a dating expert I get asked constantly is, what, dating more than one person is cheating, but we discussed cheating earlier. So tell us what the deal is so we understand. Polyamory.
With polyamory, with swingers, with monogamish, with whatever you're doing that's not in the tradition,
mm-hmm.
If you agree to it,
yes,
and you're both happy about it,
right,
then it's not cheating.
There you go.
I don't care what it is.
I like that. I like that a lot.
It doesn't matter what the rules are. It doesn't matter. You know, if you tell your partner,
mm-hmm.
and agree with your partner, hey, I am never going to go to a strip club.
Right.
And then you go to a strip club, you cheated.
Right. Agreed.
So polyamory is largely about consent. And what is consent, right? That's a,
yes,
big hot topic right now.
It is.
Especially as it regards sex. But consent can regard to everything. For example, Aaron did not consent for me to poke her in the eye right now. I can't do that. Not without violating her. Even the threat of doing that was questionable.
I would be pissed.
Right. So it doesn't have to be about sex for it to be related to consent.
True.
It's whatever agreements that you have with each other. And even, she didn't say I couldn't poke her in the eye.
True.
But she assumed and expected that we would respect each other's bodies.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I recently got shamed for not getting consent for a hug. I didn't properly ask for a hug.
Yes.
I thought just putting out my arms was me asking, but apparently I leaned in too quickly for the hug.
Interesting. This is did you make contact? Did you touch the person when your arms were reached out?
I'm honestly not sure because I've never hesitated for this.
Yeah.
I probably violated her personal space bubble.
Yeah.
And had I just said, "Can I hug you?"
Yeah.
Then she would have said yes.
Well, this is what's interesting too, and all Periscope people, like, chime in if you've had these experiences. I actually, living in LA, like Rye said, it's a very specific thing. You know, I'm in realms and groups of people where that is the standard. There is a lot of, like, consent for, you know, some people are germaphobes, some people are just have had weird experiences in the past, so they're like, oh, touchy-feely, I'm not. And so I'm used to people saying, even with hugs, like, is it okay to hug you? Like, women too, women to women, man to woman, whatever. I actually was recently at a business sales conference. That, like, that made me realize how specific my circle of people are, because literally every man that came up to me immediately went for a hug, and it was, a lot of times it was a very, like full-on embrace hug with strangers, and I was like, wow, you know, normally growing up in the Midwest, you know, as you do, it's like a hug is a very nice thing that you don't even think twice about, but I've been conditioned in LA to think twice about it and remember or just be aware of it. Some people might not want to go straight for the hug. Men too, by the way. It's a very interesting thing, isn't it?
In contrast, if you go to Europe, if you're in Italy or France, it is absolutely commonplace to greet strangers with a peck on the cheek.
Oh, totally.
And then both cheeks.
Absolutely.
You do that in LA, people are going to be weirded out unless you're already certain that they're that kind of people.
And unless you're foreign.
But that's not a stranger. Like they just trust that strangers, foreigners, everybody is used to getting kissed on the cheek out of nowhere.
I am from Ohio, a small town in Ohio. Yes.
I'm originally from Florida.
There you go.
I've been here about 13 years.
Me too. 13 years.
13 years, 2002.
Okay, so going back, because we have 10 minutes. I told you it was going to go fast. So polyamory, right.
Yeah.
So in my mind, when I think of polyamory, my partner just decided we want a threesome. Any tips? Okay, let's jump to that real quick.
Yes, I do have tips for you.
Okay. And I'll go back.
Number one is that you guys have to agree on who's going to pursue this third partner. Now, you said threesome. I'm not going to assume either way. Do you want a male third or a female third? Or an other gendered pansexual fluid third?
Oh, so we're getting into those terms again.
Oh, yeah.
Again, in mainstream life, we don't really talk about those terms.
I gotta represent them.
No, it's great.
Anyway,
it's good.
You guys should have that conversation. Can I see your little response in there? Are you looking for a girl third or a guy third?
Can you tell us? Well, give us both scenarios,
right,
just in case they don't want to talk.
They're both tricky, and here's why. You got to think about who is going to be having their
males.
Oh, a male third. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for answering, by the way. Yes.
I think that the same-sex connections are extremely important. And I don't mean that the two guys have to have sex with each other. But I think
it's a complex conversation.
I think, good. No, I'm complex. I have a complex.
About complex conversation.
I think that...
We are lesbians looking for a male.
Oh, my God. This is too easy. Are you kidding?
Now, too easy, he says, and you're right.
I would start with, have either of you ever had sex with a man, or is this a first?
Oh, yeah, huh? Yeah, tell us.
Okay, so I'm going to jump ahead. So the answer is they both had sex with guys before. Basically, we're starting to answer questions on Periscope from people watching and listening. And Rye gives some great advice to them on different websites they can find a third partner on and consent things and that kind of thing. In my personal experience with that kind of thing, coaching people looking for a third person in their relationship, it can be hard if you start out monogamous. It's not impossible, but it is hard because there are some agreed parameters that have been set as a monogamous couple, and then you bring another whole person in there, jealousy can happen, and if things aren't talked about in the way that they should be talked about, with open communication without judging and shame, it can be a little tricky. Not impossible, but that's why it's really important. Rye says this, and I say this too, to be honest with yourself and with your partners from the beginning about what you're looking for. You know, are you looking for a monogamy with some dabbling in the non-monogamy realm from time to time? Are you looking for something strictly polyamorous and non-monogamous, etc.? Be clear with yourself first so you can be clear with others, so you don't have to, so there's less negotiating and that kind of things, those kind of things that might need to happen afterwards. Having said that, communication is key with all of this. I want to say a big thanks to Rye again for being my guest on Periscope and on this show. You can find him again at nonmonogamyconsultant.com or ryeperspective.com. So you can find him either on those places. He's also a Facebook friend of mine, etc., and follows me on Twitter as I follow him. Rye Perspective. You guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. I am the Dating Advice Girl for 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. I will be talking more about this subject at another time because there's just not enough time in this show to do it, but there's so much more to talk about. So just keep posted on my upcoming episodes, and we'll be talking about this and other amazing topics in the dating relationship realm. I will see you guys soon. Have an amazing day, everybody.